For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. According to the United States Census, more than 15% of the U.S. population speaks a language other than English in their home.
Soy Agustín Rivera Munguía.
My name is Agustín Rivera. I've been here in the U.S. for about 23 years. I have work in construction.
Rivera lives in Greenville, South Carolina. He relies on interpretation services during medical visits, a service that can mean the difference between a successful health outcome or a decline in medical care.
Before, I had a lot of issues because I didn't know how I was going to access medical care.
Pero ahora, por ejemplo, con el
programa, but now, with this interpretation service, I know that I can communicate with the provider.
Patients like Rivera have benefited from telehealth.
We implemented our telemedicine or BRI interpretation, video remote interpretation, especially during this pandemic.
That's Jonathan Rios. He's the supervisor of the Language Services Department at NMed Health.
All the practices here in AMED Health, we can access someone that is an AMED Health interpreter for Spanish, Russian, Ukrainian, American Sign Language, and Gujarati. We can provide them in-house AMED Health interpreter video remote interpretation.
Interpreters often use web cameras, smartphones, and tablets. By connecting virtually, interpreters can see and hear the patient as well as the provider.
The interpreters really want to see body language of the patient in order to kind of gauge how they're feeling, because I can gauge the patient's body language, but I can't put it together with the words.
Dr. Michael C. Mueller is the medical director for Wren Family Medicine. He's also acting chair of quality and safety for AnMed Health Physician Network and is Rivera's doctor.
A virtual visit is really not a whole lot different than speaking to an interpreter in the same room if you're in the room with a patient. It's just the proximity is different.
Dr. C. Mueller says he has a visit that is augmented by interpretation services at least once a week.
Interpretation services has been invaluable in allowing me to do my job. Subtle nuances in words matter and can make a difference in a diagnosis. And what I found is that when I have an interpreter readily available, either in person or by phone, that the story that I get from the patient is much more rich and allows me to provide better care.
Now we find ourselves in an era of health equity, diversity, and inclusion. But relative to diversity is specifically the ability to communicate with our patients in a way that they understand so that they can take part in their care.
That's Juana Slade, Chief Diversity Officer at NMed Health. Slade says it's not about focusing on a patient's immigration status.
Just because someone doesn't speak English, it doesn't mean that they are undocumented. There are some bicultural, bilingual families, and a language other than English may be that family's language of preference. And so when they come to the health system, their language of preference may be that native language and not necessarily English.
Slade says interpretation services, whether in person or through telehealth, help in providing effective care to every patient. Rivera is proof of that. He says interpretation services helped save his life.
When I came here, I had a lot of medical issues with my heart. High blood pressure to the point I felt my life was going away. But the end result, I got better with the attention that I received here.
I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.